Today, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says this will all be over when there's a vaccine. But as we wait for a vaccine and nasal swabs and antibody tests or any other solutions remain scarce, one group of researchers is developing a diagnostic test that anyone could download on their phone. It works by listening to the sound of your cough. Scientists say they can distinguish the sound of a COVID-19 cough in patients exhibiting symptoms. Lara Orlandich is working on the project. She's a research assistant at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So this is something that scientists have used to diagnose whooping cough, asthma, pneumonia in the past. How does it work?
Yes, so it uses cough signal processing and machine learning to basically listen to the sound of the cough, use some math algorithms to determine what kind of frequencies the cough is made up of, and then you feed that into machine learning algorithms, and they determine whether the cough sounds more like coronavirus or pneumonia or other sorts of pathologies that we've seen before.
Well, the World Health Organization has said that 2/3 of COVID-19 patients exhibit a dry cough as opposed to the typical wet cough that you get from a cold or allergies. You sent us some recordings that people submitted to your research team. First, here's a wet cough. And here's the dry cough that people are experiencing with many COVID-19 cases. Okay, that definitely sounds dry there. That person actually reportedly tested positive for COVID-19. Is there a chance, though, using the sound, that you could either miss a case or give people false positives?
Yes, definitely. That's always the problem with the sort of automatic screening method. But we've seen with the nasal swab test as well, there's some reports coming out that there are some false positives, false negatives as well. And our system can never be 100% perfect because, as you know, there's that 1/3 of patients who are asymptomatic, so they don't show any cough symptoms at all. But what this app can do is it can serve as a sort of preliminary screening tool to first maybe put people at ease in case they're at home wondering whether or not they have coronavirus. And then another feature of our application is that we ask users who submit a cough whether it's okay to save their GPS location. So then perhaps in the future we can provide local governments with information about this is how many people in this area have a cough that sounds like coronavirus. You might want to check on this.
Right now, what is the state of this project? People cannot yet download an app, but you are soliciting more recordings of coughs.
Exactly, yes. So we have a website set up. So right now we need a lot more data because in the traditional experiment setting, you would have a couple hundred people come in. They would use the same recording software, recording hardware as well. And it would be in the same sort of quiet environment. But this isn't the case with the study. You have people with all sorts of different devices from around the world and different, perhaps some noisy, some quiet environments sending in the recordings. So the moral of the story is we need lots of data to be able to train the algorithms to distinguish between the types of coughs despite all the additional noise. Yeah, we have the website set up that people can go to and donate their coughs, both people with coronavirus and without. But we just need lots more data right now.
The one question I would also have is, because you mentioned you might share this information with local governments, do people have to consent to giving their location and having the results of the test be shared with third parties in order to use this app?
Yeah, so when you upload a cough sound through our website, you are asked whether or not it's okay to share your location. But the app is completely anonymous, and we don't share any personal information like your name, age, any personal identifiers. So it just uploads your cough, a couple of questions we ask you, and the location.
Well, I have to say that as somebody who works in the audio medium, I would be really happy if the use of sound helped us deal with the coronavirus. That would be nice.
Definitely, yes. It would be very exciting. And this has been done before, like I said. It's a huge telemedicine initiative in third world countries to be able to use a simple mobile app where in places where people can't go to a doctor regularly and can't would have to travel long distances to be seen by a specialist. So hopefully we can leverage the sort of technology to provide more universal testing in coronavirus affected areas.
That is Lara Orlandich, who's a research assistant at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. Thank you so much and good luck with this.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And we will link you to the website Laura talked about where you can record the sound of your cough, if you have one, at hereandnow.org.